Ang taon ay 1976 at 8 taong gulang pa lamang si Penny Wong. Sa mga una niyang alaala sa Australia, halos hindi niya makayanan ang tuyot na init ng Adelaide. Lumaki kasi siya sa tropikal na klima ng Kota Kinabalu sa Malaysia.
I think Australia smelled dusty. I remember the first time I jumped into the sea here and how cold it was, because of course in Malaysia, you know, obviously near the equator, it's pretty warm, and me thinking, what's wrong with the sea? Why is it so cold?
Sariwa pa sa alaala ni Penny ang hirap ng paglipat sa Australia. Kasama niyang dumating sa bansa ang ina at kapatid matapos maghiwalay ang kanyang mga magulang.
I remember my first day at school. That was a bit hard actually, because I was probably the first Asian most of those kids had ever seen, and I remember things being said as we walked in to go to enroll. So, you know, I remember people making comment about my race, and me realizing actually that was the first time I realized that race actually was a factor. I think it was a very stressful few years.
Umabot ng maraming taon bago naramdaman ni Penny Wong na Australia na talaga ang bago niyang tahanan. Sinabi ng 48 taong gulang na politiko, malaki ang naitulong dito ng mga pahayag ni dating punong ministro Paul Keating, kaugnay ng kung ano ang ibig sabihin ng tunay na Australiano.
And he talked specifically about Kokoda and the fall of Singapore as being as important to Australian identity and Australian history as Gallipoli.
Matapos mag-aral ng batas at arts, nagtrabaho si Penny sa isang union na siyang nagsimula ng karera niya sa politika. Nagsilbing inspirasyon sa kanya ang mga personal na karanasan niya sa rasismo at pangungutya nang ipangako niya sa kanyang unang pahayag noong 2002 na magiging boses siya ng multiculturalism.
I seek a nation that is truly one nation, one in which all Australians can share regardless of race. Instead, I believe we are in danger of being swamped by prejudice.
Para kay Penny, ang politika ay landas patungo sa pagbabago.
For me, I guess it manifested as a desire to change the world in which we live. So you want a community where that isn't people's experience.
Hindi maitatangging malaki na ang ipinag-iba ni Penny buhat noong una siyang lumipat sa Australia. Subalit may mga bagay raw na hindi nagbabago. Isa na rito ang hilig niya sa pagkaing Asyano. Kilala rin si Penny bilang mariing tagataguyod ng same-sex marriage. Siya mismo ay nasa isang same-sex partnership. Hangad ni Penny na maalala siya bilang boses para sa mga taong hindi malayang nakapagpapahayag ng kanilang mga saloobin.
I hope that a number of people in Australia say she spoke for us.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.